Right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Borough of Roosevelt regular council meeting for August 21st, 2023, beginning at 7:05 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2023, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood.
Here.
Mr. Louis Ethicoff is absent. Mr. Michael Hamilton.
Here.
Ms. Constance Hurstrom.
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker.
I'm here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell.
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin.
Here. Okay, we have quite a few things on the agenda tonight. One of the things I wanted to mention or discuss is that under ordinances, we have the second reading and public hearing of Ordinance 2023-07, but what's the proper word, table? Or because we're not going to be able to discuss that tonight. We're not going to be able to pass it tonight because...
Table it.
Yes, that's what I thought, table it. Because there was an oversight and it was not presented to our master planner, Andy Thomas, who needed to look at it and make sure that the winery comports with our master plan. So he's going to do that, and he will be submitting his report to the planning board at their September meeting, which I think is the 19th. I'm not sure. I think it's the 19th. And then once that's done, we'll go back and start from step one, and I guess maybe what's the... 4, 11, 18. Now, it won't be ready for the 18th, September 18th council meeting, so I assume the one after will have first reading again, and then 28 days later, second reading and adoption.
Will we keep the public hearing open and just continue it at second reading? Or?
It's been advertised for public hearing tonight. Should we still have the public hearing tonight, since I'm not sure if anyone...
You can, if you'd like to hear, if people want to be heard on it, you can certainly do that. At the end of the day, it's going to be reintroduced. I mean, so one particular thing about the ordinance that we put together is that it didn't make it in connection with a vineyard as a separate definition. And so that you know, this is why the borough employs a planner.
As a commercial enterprise.
Yes, or more specifically as an agricultural use.
Okay.
And so... the original ordinance that we introduced did not tie the winery and the wine sales and making to the vineyard use, which is really was really our intention up here to begin with, to keep it as a farm of some type. So the planner is going to do a bunch of work on that.
Do his research.
And he's the expert in this arena, and he'll bring back suggestions for an ordinance, and we'll bring back another ordinance that makes sure it accomplishes what we wanted.
Another question. So this is the planner with the planning board.
No. The planner, the
borough planner.
Thomas is yeah. Well, there that company is the
title is borough
planning
planner.
Board.
They most closely work with the planning board.
The planning board has to put it through their.
This is the we referred our ordinance to them for review and comment. They did not find that it was consistent with the master plan because it does not connect to vineyards, to the agricultural use, which was our intention to begin with, which is why we do this, to send it to the planning board to get their the planning experts to look at it. Now, we could adopt this here tonight with a statement of reasons as to why we're going to do it anyway, notwithstanding that it's inconsistent. We could do that. That doesn't seem to be the best thing to do. The best thing to do should be to allow the planning board to continue their review of it
and
the planner.
Normal procedure.
Yes. It's exactly why you have to send ordinances like this to the planning board to begin with. And so rather than override their very astute observations, we're asking them to flesh those observations out so that we can come back here with an ordinance that we can send back to them that takes that commentary into account.
So they'll give us a report or a statement on
yes.
their behalf. And then we look at that in the public and take it from there.
Yes.
That's what we're taking, right?
Yep, the borough planner is going to give us a report on how he feels, what standards we can incorporate to make it better, how to connect it to the agricultural use, and to put those, to address those comments.
Right. And at that point, we get it, discuss it here amongst ourselves and the public, and we vote on it as a second vote at that point?
No. We could if there wasn't a lot of changes, but we expect this with an additional use and definition,
right,
too substantive to just bring back and have a public hearing. We're going to reintroduce it and then send it back to them again to double check to make sure it's okay. At that point, since we took into account their commentary, they should send back and say it's consistent with the master plan, and then you can have the public hearing and vote, which would have happened tonight if they didn't have comments and stuff, but that's exactly why you referred there.
So we'll go first reading on the planning board and the second reading again?
So
yes.
First reading
planning board, then the second
planning
reading.
Board.
Okay.
And then the
yes.
second reading, 28 days later.
This goes in the category of better correct than quick.
Thank you. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So I'm going to open the floor for public comment at 7:11. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything that's on the agenda only? Okay, I'm going to close the floor at 7:11. All right, we have no correspondence for this meeting. Minutes, we have the June 19th, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Someone make a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Any discussion?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicor? I'm sorry. I know he's not here. I've been waiting for him to respond. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Mm-hmm.
It just surprised me when everybody got up.
I had to show it for me for a loop for a second. Okay, and then we also have the meetings from July 3rd, 2023, regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second?
Okay.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Mr. Hurst, you're throwing me, everyone.
That's because you know why? Because you also, everything's off.
Everything's
on the side of the room, yeah.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay.
And I feel like
the minutes from
your left hand man.
Yeah.
That's what I said about Kathleen and Brett.
Yeah.
Okay, so the minutes from June 19th, 2023 and July 3rd, 2023 have been adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I read this and then ask for a table to table it?
Yes.
Okay. So come to ordinances. We have the second reading and public hearing of Ordinance 2023-07, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt to add wineries as permitted use in the RAG 400 zone. Do I have a motion?
Motion to open the public hearing. Yes.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay,
as
I explained before, so now we really can't, we have to table this tonight because, as we just said before, that our planner for the planning board is going to go over the master plan and add vineyards to the ordinance and make sure that it all comports. And when he has finished his work and it's passed the planning board, it will come back to the council. It will come back to the council as first reading again.
Okay.
So do I have a motion to table?
Well, do you want to have, since we advertised the public hearing,
I'm so used to seeing you two. I don't really think about you as being in the public. So I'm going to open the public hearing at 7:14.
That means you're part of the family.
Yeah, exactly. Mike.
Okay, Michael Tifton, 37 North Valley Road. Okay, the two things that I would strongly recommend be added to this ordinance when it goes forward again are a provision concerning the applicability of the noise ordinance and a provision concerning parking, both which are the two issues that I'm aware of that I think are likely to be of concern to the public in this one. Okay.
I just had some proposed language just saying, number one, just simple sentences saying, this ordinance is not intended to limit the applicability or supersede the noise ordinance of the Borough of Roseville, and give us, say, section 3.1 of the Administrative Code Ordinance number 223. Just want to avoid any possibility that somebody's going to say, well, this is a later enactment, and therefore it supersedes the ordinance. So I think we, to make it clear that the noise ordinance still applies, okay? Because that's going to stay, like, it has things like not having, you know, not using electronic, I mean, music so that it can be heard with 100 feet beyond the property. This is all in the noise ordinance, so we want to make sure that that's still there, okay? The other thing would be that the parking issue. Again, we just say no event shall be held for which sufficient on-site parking is not provided. I think we want to make sure that people aren't coming to events and then parking all over the streets, and that's the sort of thing that would disturb the neighborhood. And I think if we could prevent that, we should do that.
Are you bringing this up to the planning board?
Well, I'm bringing it to you first, because you're going to present, the council is going to present the first draft, you know, the first reading of an ordinance. So I'm just suggesting that these two provisions be in there, in addition to what we have already.
Makes sense.
So, okay. If everybody agrees, that's
where we go from there. Do we have
Greg knows.
Greg can.
Mr. Thomas is going to bring us back. Revisions.
I'll give you the language I have here. So, welcome to use that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Let the record reflect that Councilman Esikoff joined the meeting at 7:16 p.m. All right, do we come to the consent agenda resolutions?
No, not yet. You got to close public comment unless Ellen. So close public comment. And then we
close public comment at
7:17.
Right.
And now you need a motion to adopt your table.
Oh, so we did that. Okay. Can I have a motion table? That's Mike and Joe second.
So this is to table ordinance 2023-07.
Right.
This is Mr. Hamilton and Joe, Mr. Trammell, second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Okay, this is not tabled to another meeting. This will eventually die, just so you all know. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff? Yes. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, ordinance 2023-07 has been tabled. Now we come to consent agenda resolutions. We have resolution 23-85, payment of bills for August 21st, 2023. Resolution 23-86, authorizing the execution of a commodity resale agreement with the County of Monmouth. Resolution 23-87, resolution appointing the crossing guard, who will be Howard Kaufman. Resolution 23-88, resolution awarding contract to Earl Asphalt Company for installation of new water service and sanitary sewer lateral at 19th South Rochdale Avenue. Resolution 23-89, resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to inspect installation of the sewer lateral and trench restoration, and H2O Services to inspect installation of water service at 19 South Rochdale Avenue. And that's it, right? Okay, so.
I'll move the consent agenda, but I have a question after
you. Oh, well, when we go into discussion. Second?
That's a motion to adopt, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob, you seconded?
Luke and
Pat. Oh, okay. Okay, discussion? Well, actually, you want to pull something, Joe, to discuss it? All right, yes, okay.
The water on 19 South Rochdale, I believe that it's based here by the
Borough. Yes, it is. The borough doesn't incur anything.
And that is stipulated in the resolution.
I have a question from the board.
Speak louder.
The BIS digital expenditure $3,230.
Mike, we can't hear you over here.
We can't get away from the air conditioner. Where you go? I have questions about the BIS bill for the new reporting equipment that we have and how that was decided upon and who decided to purchase that particular equipment. And also, I just want to know how the process was done on that equipment purchase.
The previous recording system was of very poor quality. As you know, throughout the meetings, we hear knocking and pinging and all kinds of noises. And also, it was very difficult for our administrative staff to transcribe it.
My question is about the process. You decided to purchase it, and it's essentially it's new equipment and a fairly significant purchase. And I would have liked to have seen it run through some members of the council, at least, and perhaps the finance committee, just as a, by the way, we're thinking of purchasing this.
We've actually been talking about Councilman Fennell was aware of it. He had been looking into a new system.
I was not aware of this until after the fact.
Well, he was looking into a new system that was going to cost $12,500, and Anna contacted one of the companies that many towns use, and the price was $900 and change compared to $12,000, and so felt that it was a necessary expenditure because we, as I said, the previous system was not working.
Oh, I have no complaints about that. So we needed an upgrade, and we don't want to have continue to rely on somebody to set up this very complex system
right. That
sometimes worked and sometimes didn't. My question was specifically about the process for buying new equipment. When the borough wants to buy some new equipment that's significant and that's a change, in my opinion, I think the council should be consulted about that particular expenditure and just to have a consult with perhaps finance committee members or the chair of finance or individual council people, FYI, to say, by the way, we believe we need new equipment, and here's what we're looking at, any comment on it. It would just make a lot of sense, I think. Well, it's other people's money.
It was very transparent. It was basically a business decision. I think the entire council is aware of how poorly the other system is operating.
But we were not aware of the procedures to get the new stuff. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Kathleen and Anna and Maria about the new stuff.
You're right. I knew you were aware of it. And I know.
But it never came back when we got to these people.
Anna, in her position, contacted many other towns to see what they used. Talked to the different companies, found this system, which has an excellent reputation, and that she also spoke to the people in other towns.
So you're saying that was the procedure that Anna decided?
No, Anna decided in conjunction with me. We discussed it together.
So
I know she had discussed it with you because you were recommending. Let me just finish. I know that you were recommending a system that cost $12,500, and so when we found out that many other towns used this, and it was a tiny fraction of the cost of the other one, we made a decision to purchase the new thing. It was just strictly a business decision.
But I think it's all about process, and I really think the council should be consulted on the particular experiment.
I didn't know.
But no other members.
Yes.
Well, you did know, Joe, that we were looking into other possibilities. That we needed a new
report. Other possibilities. For my own technical knowledge, I would have liked to have known about this. Just for my own education, I might say that's a great system. And I think it probably is. I feel like it wasn't transparent.
I think I have to disagree. I think it was transparent. I think we all knew it wasn't working. You were aware that we were looking for something new. Council Nestor was aware that we were, and it wasn't a large expenditure. It was something that we needed, we made an administrative decision to purchase a new recording system.
I think it's very
good.
I'd like plans to meet as much as the protocols for new purchases of new equipment that's unusual and come up with a resolution directing that you be consulted when it's over a certain amount. Just a simple concept, by the way.
Don't we have something like that?
I don't know if we do or not.
I thought we do.
Yeah, just to save time, we'll bring it to committee and we'll take a look at it. But what I hear, it works well, too. We're an environmental commission, and I heard that it was clear, easy to set up. So I think it's a good piece of equipment. My question is just about the process.
Well, there are some decisions that are able to be made administratively.
Yeah, and that's what I got the questions about. I'm concerned about. So I have no other questions on the board.
Hold on, Mike. I thought you said there was two items. Just the one?
Well, the other unusual thing on the bills list was the ETM expenditure up there. We discussed that a while ago when the discussion came up about the fund for Roosevelt putting $50,000 up for funding and design costs, and that there may be some overage that the council has to pay. So that's on the agenda, and I just wanted to bring it up as a...
So the $17,200 you're saying is overage of the $50,000.
I believe that you can discuss it.
The $17,000 is part of that.
Okay.
However, there is a description that will be brought to the council that will be over the
$50,000. Okay, and this is not part of it.
This is
the map. Okay.
This is part of
the 50.
Okay,
gotcha.
Sure.
That's all. That was just
enough. And who will be paying for the part that's over the 50?
Probably
the cash, correct? The EPA and the Rotary. Because the EPA is part of that. And so, they're just doing that. Whatever, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to bring that up under the other things.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I just wanted to.
Oh, yeah, no, I knew. I just
noted it wasn't copied to Kathleen, so.
Yeah, because I was kind of last minute. Yeah, I was going to bring that up under the other things. Okay, so I think we have a roll call, consent agenda.
Correct. I had a first and a second, so this is a roll call now to adopt the consent agenda. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esposito?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay, the consent agenda has everything has been adopted. Reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing at the moment.
Okay. Councilmember Esikoff, Administration.
I'll let you know when I listen to it tomorrow night.
What's that, Lou?
How do you like the new machinery?
Well, I don't know. I can't even hear it across the room.
It's a lot less obtrusive. It's so small. Councilmember Hamilton, Finance.
One small thing on the finance. I went out during one of those torrential rainfall events that we had, like a pool, but I did it anyhow, to see how things were draining. And a lot of these storm drains seemed to be clogged, not only externally, but also on the inside. Water was not really discharging through properly. And I don't think that they've been jetpacked in a while.
I think it's been over. I think we're in the second year without them being jetpacked.
Yeah. And so I'd just like to bring it to the attention of Anna, essentially, to take an order jetpacking of the county up there.
Somebody said, what happens is a lot of the drains are just catch bases. Yeah. Where there's a drain on either side of the stream and a pipe in between. And see the direction of the norm here. And they're just gravel pits that are so deep.
Yeah, we have a number of disciplinary recharge bases.
Catch bases, recharge bases, yeah.
Yeah.
And if they're not cleaned every so often, then the water doesn't go beyond the leaves and debris that are catched in those bases. And they come with a big elephant looking thing, and they put the tube down, they suck all the leaves up, and that makes them work.
I think we have a shared services agreement with the county.
Which is on your, you just adopted, on the next,
right? We've used them, they've done a great job, and I think it's important.
But this should be done before the hurricane season.
Yeah.
Yeah, although I don't think that when they do this, they're actually jet backing the pipes based on the price that they give us. They're cheap.
Yeah.
I think they're opening up the catch bases, backing out free in the catch basin,
right,
but not doing anything with the pipes.
Not the pipes.
Now, we might have
issues
with pipes.
Yeah.
We know one issue that we have with the pipes.
Well, the Merco, they actually do the big jet backers.
Yeah.
And they back those over there. That was very really nice. They did that.
Yeah,
regularly. The blades. So now they know that they exist, but we have to get them out of the pipes. See what it costs to get the parts in.
Yeah, well, I think they're not going to know what needs to be done, so we're going to have to somehow, you know, evaluate the condition of the pipes and let them know what we want to have done.
The pipe in front of my house, because of the people's faces, is collapsed.
I can have Anna call and see when they can, you know, with
that's all I have under finance.
All right, Councilmember Hurston, Community Development. Because years ago, I had a very hard time getting them interested in anything except playing bingo and eating lunch. I kept trying to line up, I did line up many speakers, and they would tell me, no, we're going to play bingo and have subs. That's great. Yeah, but it's a whole new group, so, yeah. Okay, thank you, Connor. Councilmember Mopper, Public Works.
I didn't have anything until you started talking about the drainage.
Sorry,
but I just wanted to mention that there are a couple drainage pipes out on the county road that could use some attention, and it may be just a matter of us asking them to have an occasion to have a discussion with one of the county engineers or something about the project. And he said, yeah, that would typically be our responsibility. But you know, I guess somebody has to let them know there's a problem before they fix it.
Can we relay that to Anna? And she can
Yeah, and it might not get fixed right away.
Right.
One is going to be a little bit of work. Yeah, it sounds like it's their responsibility to
let the borough engineer know. I mean, she has to do it for a living.
Yeah, and she might be the proper protocol to have her actually make the request, but it may be just, not anything we have to spend money on. We just have to say, hey, you've got a problem.
Right.
And, even with Carmella, she's not out here walking around looking in every store.
Right.
So you kind of have to help out with her.
Steve, do you know if Carmella's working on stormwater mapping for us?
She's supposed to be. Asked her to do that.
That's one of the things.
She gave us a price.
Most of the Environmental Commission. We want to follow up on that and see what the progress is on that. So I know Anna listens to this.
I can ask her. Thanks. Councilmember Trammell, Utilities?
Well, everything is working right along. We have fire hydrant listing coming up. And that's what the items are doing. Otherwise, the guys are being cleaned. It's a great thing to see that the crews that we have, the water and the sewer are still out. I would like to see what's going on before we get there. I think it's really great.
Okay, thank you. Any reports from our borough officials? Is Sally going to make her?
I didn't make it. Ellen Silverman in Northfield.
Speak up.
Okay. Environmental Commission is moving right along. We voted on a mission statement in July. August, we now have a new committee that's formed that is working on our goals for the next couple of years. And we applied for Sustainable Jersey. We have enough pins for bronze, and we will find out in September whether that was accepted or whether we're going to have to do more work. As Michael mentioned, if we could get part of the stormwater mapping, especially in relationship to the channels that go across the trail, it will be very helpful in making our plans for maintenance for that trail. And also, we can keep those channels open so they don't flood. Another good thing to do before hurricanes. Anything else that I missed?
Ellen, did you paint the benches?
I painted the white bit. Heidi did the other one, and that's based on her ancestor, in which Pusha was named after. So, Dr.
Well, they look beautiful.
And where are these benches?
They are, these particular benches are sort of behind the head. Okay, we come to new business. As has been mentioned, the hydrant flushing, east side of town.
Wait, you skipped unfinished business.
I can't see anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. Unfinished business, we have the draft ordinance, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 7, Administrative Fees, Subsection 2-59, Borough Hall Use.
So it's in your packet, the changes that were made when the three of them met.
It was mostly language. It was not necessarily use.
Right, we changed it to borough hall use instead of borough hall rental.
Right.
We're calling it a right to use ordinance.
Instead of rental.
Right to use ordinance rather than a rental.
Right to use ordinance.
So did you review this?
Yeah. I reviewed it briefly, but I didn't.
It should be the last word in the end because
it still says rental instead of lease.
I think that's changed the thing.
Where is that? 8259. Oh, that, yep, see? That's it. I made the changes that were on here that, I guess, from your meeting. So you will do borough hall use?
Yes.
Okay.
There were other changes, I think, too. Weren't there?
Let's see.
I have what Anna gave me if you want me to review it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rental words were changed to use. Okay, or just event. Instead of event rental, it's just the event.
Okay.
Rental application is just application.
The word rental is not applicable here.
Right,
yeah.
Except that miss staring right at it. And then in D, the borough shall have the right to retain the security deposit or a portion thereof.
That's right.
Okay.
You added that.
You added that. That was it, and taking the word rental out.
Hold on.
And then under E, we struck rental at the last word and put use, or in any event, period.
For the event, yes.
No alcohol permitted within the borough hall during any event, period. Get rid of rental.
Yeah, the word rental, correct.
We do not want to be rental agents for the borough hall.
Yeah.
Well, and rental implies something that you pay for.
Right.
And since our uses.
Right.
It's free. It doesn't apply here.
And also under F, there's another mention of rental at the end, or in the middle of the first sentence. All applications shall be accompanied by proof of insurance for the event, period. Just strike rental there.
Wait,
where?
Okay. All applications shall be accompanied by proof of insurance for the event.
Yes.
Comma, with names insured?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And then the last sentence, there's another mention of rentals, you can just strike that.
Right, that's the borough's current insurance requirements for events, actually events,
events.
In an F.
Yes, right.
Are available by contacting borough hall. Okay.
And I don't see anything in there about, I think we discussed and agreed earlier that if an application meets all the requirements, whoever receives the application, it doesn't really need to go to the borough council for approval.
Well, you said that at the last meeting, so I just want you to know there are three applications that Anna sent you guys an email,
yeah.
But they're not on here because you said it doesn't, as long as it made all the requirements.
Yeah, so does that need to be written into this, I think?
Should it be a separate contract that they have to sign?
It doesn't say it's required to be approved by the council.
No.
Okay. So
it's
okay. Neither is a zoning permit. So.
Okay.
If it's the, if you wanted the opposite, you wanted review power over it, you'd have to write it in there.
Okay.
And then we also reviewed, if I might, the right to use the right to use agreement. We reviewed that. This right to use agreement. Yeah.
I have borough hall use application.
Yes.
Revised August 23rd. Form must be submitted at least 3 weeks before your event.
Right. Again, we're striking rental out of it. It's borough hall use.
Is that in our
packet? In the heading.
I included
it. I don't see it.
No? Okay. It's right here. It says if you take a look.
This is like a contract here, though. This is, they have to sign that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They always have.
It's a contract, yeah.
That's always been the process. Yeah, that's always been the process. People come in, leave deposits, sign forms.
We also had some other changes to the rental agreement too.
Yes, it was changed. Applicant agrees not to attach anything to walls, doors, trim, ceiling, paintings, unless approved in advance.
Yes. And we didn't specify as to who should approve it. You want to leave that open?
No, I mean, if you want the borough council to approve that, then we got to put that in there.
Well, we're not. That's why we're not specifying borough council.
Okay.
We don't want Anna to have to feel the weight of it if there's any issues. And in that case, it should be taken to the council.
The council should.
It comes down to how comfortable is she going to feel about making the decision every time.
Policing
it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I think there should be.
Well, it's up to her. It leaves her the option to kick. That leaves it open ended, so she can kick it here if
she
doesn't.
Can kick it here.
Yeah.
It gives her an opening.
Yeah.
Takes the pressure off. Yeah. It does.
For the entire council. Right.
Yeah, if you want to
suggest.
Yeah, unless someone wants to hang, I think Anna could make the decision if someone wants to hang barbells from the ceiling, right?
Right.
But if there's a close call, then it gives her the option to talk to you guys.
That was a styrofoam.
And then there was also, please leave 6 white chairs open in council room after your event. All other chairs must be returned to closet.
Right.
And that's something they have to initial.
The wording was changed on that.
Yeah.
Right. What I just read is what?
The new
word.
Yeah, all their chairs must be returned.
You can't have it.
And I think the. Perhaps this should be part of the ordinance as an attachment to the ordinance because it's required.
Where did you get that?
This?
Yes.
What do you mean where I got it?
That's during his meeting.
No,
okay.
Yeah, we have it out. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Greg, should that be listed as the appendix something? They want it part of the ordinance. Do you normally put your application?
You can. You can make it an appendix. You could just put the appendix and give me, put appendix 1 at the top, and E-code will put it in the online code for you. Makes it less flexible to change.
True.
That's the only consideration, because it makes it less flexible if you run into an issue, then you got to get E-code to change it online, and you got people bringing the wrong form in. So it makes it more complicated, but you can certainly do that.
I tend to agree with you.
Okay.
It's been working very well. We've had no complaints as far as that's concerned. So,
and underneath the heading, the right to use Borough Hall, heading in bold, there's a section, it just says form must be submitted at least 3 weeks before the event.
What?
Form must be submitted 3 weeks before your event.
Right.
At the very top. Since it's not subject to council approval anymore, do we still need the 3 weeks advance notice?
We talked about taking that out.
That was about.
We never did decide to take it out.
Maybe it should be, since it's not going.
You should take it out.
Yeah, because
it makes sense.
Because some people may need.
That was only to prepare for council.
Right. Right.
Funerals and things are.
Let's make sure Kathleen knows when she gets back. She's going to be going to deliver the final copies to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Should I tell her to cross it out before she makes the copies for everyone? Do you think she's doing it this moment?
Yeah. And discussed for a long time.
Well, it's an important ordinance because we've had issues here, and we want to address all the issues and make it a good ordinance.
This is a piece of ordinance that's going to be a law. While we're hanging, I want to say that there was the open mic night the other night that was Very nice. It was very nice. Yeah.
Very much.
The real Roosevelt thing. And it kind of showed